only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. Today, I want to talk about something that affects all of us in some way. Those of us that put our trust in others to do the right thing, to not screw us over, not lie to us, not cheat us for personal gain. Before we get into this, please remember to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell at the bottom. Be much appreciated. Okay, getting back into this. Not everyone plays the state lottery or buys tickets off their buddies or stops out for a beer here and there and plays a video poker machine at the club or the fire hall. You know, some people don't gamble at all. Whether you put your trust in anybody for anything, you know, whether it's the trust you put in your boss, trust you put in a company you work for not to screw you over, whoever you're putting your trust in one way or another, when that trust is violated, or at the very least appears to be violated by odd coincidences, questions need to be asked. Please watch this entire video so you can get the whole gist of what I'm trying to say here, trying to convey. Anyway, this past Saturday, the wife and I went out to dinner. And while we were out, we happened to notice or see on TV or whatever it was, that the Powerball jackpot for Saturday night goes off at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But the Powerball that night was going to be for like $1.3 billion. So I say to the wife over dinner, hey, remind me, we got to stop and on the way home, you know, pick up a ticket or two. You never know. So long story short, we got home, said, shit, forgot to stop. So I said, no worries. I'll just hop on the computer and play it online. So get sidetracked. We start watching a movie. Before I realize it, it's like 10 o'clock, you know. So I hurry up and jump on the computer. And like I said, they pull this at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Actually, 10:59 p.m., 1 minute before 11 p.m. is when they pull the drawing. So anyway, jump on the computer. It's 10 o'clock, 5 after 10 by now. I'm logging on, and here there's a message saying that they cut off ticket sales at 9:50 p.m. So they actually stopped ticket sales like an hour and 10 minutes before the drawing is supposed to take place. So, all right, I missed. I didn't jump on early enough. So I go back, start watching the movie again with the wife. Then I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. You know, I remember Pennsylvania before they had Powerball and Mega Millions and all that. They used to cut ticket sales off at like 20 minutes or 30 minutes. I think no more than a half hour before the number was pulled. Why they stop sales an hour and 10 minutes before the drawing takes place? Ah, didn't think nothing of it. Anyway, we go back, start finish watching the movie we're watching. Next morning, we get up, have breakfast, wife made pancakes, and we're having a Sunday morning breakfast. And I've got my little tablet in the kitchen that we watch, you know, the morning news on and so forth. But anyway, we're having breakfast, pancakes, watching the news for that morning, Sunday morning. And they were talking. I missed the first part of the telecast because I was flipping channels. But anyway, it came on there and showed that the Powerball had a 2.5 hour delay. So it was supposed to pull at 10:59 p.m., 11 p.m., but it didn't actually pull until 2:30 a.m., a 3.5 hour delay. So we're going, damn, okay. So we keep having breakfast, and then you know how the news always comes back and like plays in a loop, you know, on Sundays, and they replay the same bit of message again, you know, bit of news again. What came up when we saw the whole thing about the lottery, you know, supposed to pull at 11 p.m., didn't come out, you know, was delayed until 2:30 a.m. Then he came back and said that they Powerball had released at 6 a.m. that the winner was a single ticket in Oregon. I'm going, wait a minute. They delayed the lottery for 3.5 hours because of a technical difficulty or something. At 6 a.m., they're able to tell you where the winner is and what state, Oregon. You know, was it a gas station or what? I don't know. But they already knew at 6 a.m. that the winner was on a single ticket in Oregon. Things make you go, So that made me think. That's kind of strange. So I jump on a computer, ask Mr. Google, when's the last time lottery was delayed? Back in 2020, the largest jackpot ever in the United States was $2.04 billion. And that was on November 7th of 2022. Would you believe that, and that was a Powerball also, was delayed by 10 hours? What? Two giant jackpots, both over a million, both delayed, and both won by a single ticket, by the way. The $2.04 billion was on a single ticket in California. So then I'm wondering, okay, is there you know, a certain state that's winning more of these big lotteries than other states? So once again, went back to Mr. Google and found out that California has won four of the last $5 billion Powerball jackpots. What's the chance of one state winning four out of the last five Powerball $1 billion jackpots? When it gets up there, you know California's going to win it, in other words. How's that happen? No. What state buys most lottery tickets? They rank them. Now, this is all lottery sales. Powerball, Mega Me, scratch-offs, all of them. California is ranked 28th in the United States. So even though they're a biggest state as they are, with as many people as they have, they rank 28th in dollars spent per year on lottery sales, $216 a year. That's total everything. 28th. That just didn't make a lot of sense, but they're winning four out of the last five large billion-dollar jackpots. Lotteries have been around for a long, long, long time. The first recorded signs of a lottery was actually Keno slips from China Han Dynasty back between 205 and 187 BC. They actually used those Keno slips to fund a lottery to help finance projects like the Great Wall of China. The earliest records of the public offering tickets for sale was organized by Roman Emperor Augustus to fund repairs for the city of Rome. They've been around for a long, long time. Government's been using lotteries for centuries around the world. If you stop to think about it, lotteries are actually a regressive tax scheme formed by the government in some way. Why do I say regressive tax scheme? Think about it. Who buys most lottery tickets? You're poor. People really can't afford it because they have dreams of hitting it big. You know, buying a big house instead of the small house that they're living in now. Most of your lottery money is spent by the people that really don't have the money to spend on tickets. Every vocation, every industry has its fair share of thieves, criminals, unsavory characters that act on greed. Lottery's no different. Brazil, back in 2017, high-ranking officials got busted, got popped. Going back to 2013, they had been rigging the lottery, and they actually clipped it for $31 million, which is Brazil's largest fraud in lottery history there. They nipped it for $31 million. But in 1999, the Italian lottery officials were busted for rigging the lotteries there. Chinese lottery retailer in northern Shenyang rigged lotteries back in 2005 for $3.76 million. Widespread fraud was found in Canada's lottery back in 1999, as officials managed to rig the results there, collected on 247 tickets, with each ticket worth somewhere between $50,000 and $12.5 million. 1998, it was discovered that the Dominican Republic had been rigging results there for the previous 10 years. Fixing of these lotteries has been going on around the world for years. Even here in the United States, back on April 24th, 1980, Nick Perry, host of Pennsylvania's The Daily Number, was able to rig the outcome of that lottery so that 666 would come up. Now, what he did was the balls he didn't want to come up, he weighted them down. He had access to where they keep the balls, weighed them down with mercury. So all the other balls were lighter, and that's how he fixed it. But 666. So he won $3.5 million off 666 with the Pennsylvania lottery. And then he had sent his minions out to make bets on that same number, 666, to come out with all the local bookmakers. So they made the same, if not more, off the local bookmakers. In addition to the $3.5 million, they made off the state lottery on that. He was eventually busted. Somebody ratted him out, and the whole thing unraveled. He's dead now. Went to prison for it. Back in 2017, Eddie Tipton, security expert software designer, worked for the Multi-State Lottery Association. Yeah, that's the folks that administer the Powerball. Anyway, back in 2017, Eddie Tipton, security expert software designer for the Multi-State Lottery Association, was sentenced to 25 years, dating back to 2005. Well, he's a designer. So he designed a piece of software that he implemented into the software they use for the lottery results to tab them all up. He managed to install that software on 17 different states' computer systems. So he ended up rigging the results and won like five different lotteries from around the country, different state lotteries. He's able to fix it. But he finally got popped. Now, once again, Eddie Tipton worked for the Multi-State Lottery Association, which handles the drawings for 45 different states and U.S. territories. Now, this agency, which is supposed to be a nonprofit, they handle all the tabulation and the results and so forth for Powerball, Double Play, Lotto America, and Cash for Life, just to name a few. Now, let's go back to the past. Two largest Powerball drawings were delayed. You can ask yourself, was that a coincidence? Could be. California won in four out of the last five Powerball jackpots that were over $1 billion. Is that a coincidence? Could be. Now, what's the chances of three different continents, Asia, North America, and Europe, all having their largest jackpots won on a single ticket? Coincidence? Don't know. Here's the kicker. The Multi-State Lottery Association that handles Powerball and all these other ones, the Mega Millions is not handled by them. It's handled by a whole different entity. It's actually run by the Georgia State Lottery Commission. It's a consortium. Over in Powerball, four out of the last five jackpots, $1 billion or more, the highest jackpots, were won by California. Four out of the last five. But if you look at the Mega Millions, their past five straight $1 billion or more jackpots were won by five different states. Wow. Coincidence? Things to think about. Not saying that the elections are rigged, but if you do your research one way or the other, just like when you go to buy anything, you want to write down the pros and the cons. You know, you look at things from two different perspectives. You know, where does the evidence lie? You know, so not saying they're rigging it. But you look at, you know, some of the things going on with, you know, lotteries in the past and with Powerball. So anyway, please remember to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell below. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.